This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Columbia University settled a lawsuit with a student for allowing a harassment campaign from another student after it was cleared by a university panel of rape charges. The other student attracted wide publicity for carrying a 50-pound mattress around campus as an art project to protest the college's dismissal of her charge. Governors from both parties meeting in the National Governors Conference expressed doubts and reservations about the health care Republican bill intended to replace Obamacare. Renat Akhmetshin, a Russian-American lobbyist, said that he accompanied a Russian lawyer to the meeting with Donald Trump Jr. as part of an effort to amend an American law known as the Magnitsky Act that sanctioned Russians for human rights abuses. The 2012 law infuriated President Vladimir Putin of Russia, whose government retaliated by restricting adoptions of Russian children by Americans. Freshman enrollment at the University of Missouri-Columbia campus, the system's flagship, has fallen by more than 35% in the 2 years since protests roiled the campus. University administration acknowledges that the main reason is a backlash from the events of 2015, as the campus has been shunned by students and families put off by, depending on their viewpoint, a culture of racism or one where protesters run amok. The USGS email sent to international scientists says a range of research areas will be hit by Trump budget cutbacks, including flooding, wildfires, and climate change. Allowing insurers to sell plans that aren't compliant with the Affordable Care Act along the lines of the Ted Cruz amendment would undermine protections for those with pre-existing medical conditions and lead to higher premiums, industry groups say. Researchers using Facebook data found that a substantial amount of social interaction was lost with the death of a friend. However, friends of the decedent immediately increased interactions with each other and maintained these added interactions for years after the loss. Through this, the social networks recovered approximately the same number of active connections that had been lost. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.